The Popular Girl and the Power Within by Ava Morgan. Table of Contents 1. Introduction 2. Chapter 1, The New Semester 3. Chapter 2, First Encounters 4. Chapter 3, Breaking the Ice 5. Chapter 4, Finding Her Voice 6. Chapter 5, Popular Isn't Always Perfect 7. Chapter 6, Whispers and Rumors 8. Chapter 7, Standing Up 9. Chapter 8, The Transformation 10. Chapter 9, The Fall Dance 11. Chapter 10, Power Within. Introduction. High school can be a beautiful place of self-discovery or a battlefield of insecurities and cliques. The Popular Girl and the Power Within tells the story of an unlikely friendship that blossoms between two girls from opposite sides of the social world. When a confident and well-loved girl decides to lend her light to a quiet, often overlooked classmate, she discovers that true popularity isn't about followers or style, it's about the power to lift others up. This book is for anyone who's ever felt like they didn't belong, and for those brave enough to make room at their table for someone else. The buzz of the first day of school echoed through the high school corridors. Lockers slammed, laughter bounced off walls, and the scent of fresh notebooks mixed with lingering perfume and cafeteria fries. Amanda Carter walked through the crowd like she owned it, not because she was arrogant, but because everyone else seemed to think she did. Her wavy golden hair bounced lightly with each step, her white sneakers pristine, her phone glowing with messages from her group chat. New semester, same drama, one message read. She smirked. Junior year was supposed to be about fun, parties, and maybe just maybe little more responsibility. Amanda. Someone called from behind. She turned to see Lila, her best friend since eighth grade, jogging toward her. Lila's bouncy curls and oversized denim jacket made her easy to spot. Hey. Amanda hugged her briefly. Ready to crush this year? Totally. And guess what? Lila's eyes sparkled. We have lunch period with Ms. Crandall now. She gives zero homework on Fridays. Bless her, Amanda laughed. Let's find our lockers and get this over with. Across the hallway, unnoticed, stood a quiet girl clutching her bag tightly. Her name was Ellie Thompson. She'd transferred in during sophomore year, but you wouldn't know it, she was practically invisible. Brown hair tucked behind her ears, second-hand clothes a bit too big, and eyes always cast downward. She wasn't ugly, not at all, but she wore herself like someone trying hard not to exist. Ellie avoided eye contact as she passed Amanda and Lila. She could hear them laughing and wondered what it felt like to be part of something like that, to walk through school and know people actually wanted you there. She reached her locker and fumbled with the combination. 14-32-18. Click. The locker opened with a groan. She placed her books carefully inside, like she always did, like someone taught to be tidy was safer than someone who stood out. Yo, freak. A voice sneered behind her. Ellie flinched. It was Macy and her duo of sarcastic shadows. You still here? Thought you'd have transferred to the island of nobodies by now, Macy said, flipping her braid. Ellie didn't respond. She stared into her locker as if it held the secret to vanishing. Leave her alone, another voice said, sharp, confident. Amanda. She stood a few lockers down, arms crossed. Macy raised a brow. Since when do you care? Since you started being a cliché, Amanda replied coolly. There was a tense beat of silence before Macy scoffed and walked away, her shadows trailing behind. Amanda glanced over at Ellie. You okay? Ellie nodded quickly, still not meeting her eyes. Thanks, she mumbled. Amanda nodded and turned away, but something made her pause. There was something about the way Ellie shrunk into herself that tugged at a corner of Amanda's mind she didn't visit often. She had no idea why she cared, but she did. Later that day, in English Lit, Amanda noticed Ellie sitting by the window. Alone. The sunlight made her hair look like chestnut silk. She seemed so lost in the pages of her notebook, it was like the world didn't exist for her. Amanda had been seated next to her by random assignment. "Hey," Amanda whispered. Ellie looked up, startled. "I'm Amanda." "I know," Ellie said softly. "You don't have to talk to me. It's okay." Amanda blinked. "Well, maybe I want to." Ellie tilted her head, eyes finally meeting Amanda's. "Why?" Amanda hesitated. She didn't have an answer. "I don't know. You seem cool," she said instead, shrugging. Ellie gave a skeptical smile. "No one cool says that." Amanda laughed. "Fair." The bell rang, and as everyone packed up, Amanda noticed Ellie had doodled tiny stars and constellations in the margins of her notes. "Those are really good," Amanda said, pointing. "Thanks," Ellie replied. "I like space. It's quiet." "I like quiet," Amanda said, surprising herself. "You don't seem like someone who would." "That's the thing," Amanda said. "People see what they want to." Ellie looked at her for a long second. "Yeah. They do." As the week rolled on, Amanda started noticing Ellie more in the library. During lunch, sketching quietly at the back of the cafeteria, or walking alone. Between classes. Most people probably didn't even know her name. But Amanda saw her now, and she couldn't unsee her. "You've been weird lately," Lila commented one day, sliding a tray of nachos onto their lunch table. Amanda looked up. "What do you mean? You keep zoning out, and you've talked to that quiet girl, like, 3 times. Amanda shrugged. "Her name's Ellie. She's kind of cool, actually. Smart. Artistic." Lila raised an eyebrow. "She's not one of us." "So?" "So people talk, Amanda. You have a certain image." "I'm just saying." Amanda stared at her friend. "That sounds like something Macy would say." "I'm just trying to look out for you." Amanda smiled, but it didn't reach her eyes. "Maybe I don't want to be looked out for like that." That night, Amanda scrolled through her socials, noticing how curated everything was. The filtered selfies, group shots with pasted smiles, captions about happiness that didn't always match reality. Her own feed looked perfect. But it didn't feel like her anymore. She opened a new message to Ellie. "Hey. Do you wanna hang out sometime?" The typing cursor blinked. She almost deleted it. Then she hit send. A full minute passed before the three dots appeared. "Sure. I'd like that." They met at a coffee shop near the school that Saturday. Amanda wore a hoodie and no makeup for once. Ellie showed up in a galaxy print shirt and a beanie pulled low. "You really came," Ellie said. "You said yes," Amanda replied, sipping her latte. They talked for hours. About books, movies, the stars, the weird pressure of high school. Amanda found herself laughing, really laughing in a way she hadn't for a while. "You're not like I thought," Ellie said at one point. "Neither are you," Amanda replied. When Monday came, they smiled at each other in the hallway. It wasn't dramatic. It wasn't loud. But people noticed. "Is she following you now?" Macy hissed at Amanda between classes. Amanda didn't even blink. "No. We're walking together." That week, Ellie started sitting with Amanda's group during lunch. Lila gave her side eyes, and others whispered, but Amanda shut them down with a look. One afternoon, they were walking through the courtyard when Amanda said, "Why don't you ever stand up to people?" Ellie looked confused. "Why would I? No one listens. They would if you made them." Ellie gave a short laugh. "You don't get it. Try me." Ellie stopped walking. "I'm used to being background noise. If I speak too loud, people get annoyed. If I'm too quiet, they forget I exist. So I stay in the middle. Invisible is safe." Amanda's eyes softened. "But you're not invisible. Not to me." Ellie looked away, cheeks pink. "Thanks. I guess. You deserve more than guesses." In art class that week, Amanda saw Ellie's final piece, a massive canvas of stars exploding in color, with a small silhouette standing below them. Head tilted up. "You made that?" she asked, awestruck. Ellie nodded. "It's called The Watcher. It's beautiful. Powerful." "No one's ever called me powerful before," Ellie whispered. Amanda grinned. "Well, get used to it." They began working on a small anti-bullying campaign, starting with posters in the hall and messages in bathroom mirrors like, "You're more than they say you are. Look at you, still standing. That's power." People noticed. Some mocked. But others smiled. Some even added messages of their own. "This matters," Ellie said one morning, looking at a note someone left on her locker, "Thanks for making me feel seen." Amanda nodded. "Told you. You have power." Ellie still walked quietly, but her eyes were higher now. And when Macy passed by with a snarky remark, Ellie looked her in the eye and replied, "Find a better hobby." Amanda cheered from across the hall. By mid-September, Amanda and Ellie were a known duo, not in the classic popular girl takes pity on the nerd way people assumed, but something new. Authentic. Equal. It shook things up. The social fabric of the school had small rips forming, and for once, Amanda didn't mind being part of the reason. In homeroom one morning, Ellie passed Amanda a folded paper. Inside was a rough sketch of the two of them back to back, eyes closed, surrounded by stars and words like loyalty, bravery, and worth. "You made this?" Amanda asked, touched. "Yeah. You kind of inspired me." Amanda carefully tucked the drawing into the front cover of her notebook. "You're amazing, you know." Ellie gave a sheepish smile. "Takes one to know one." Their campaign was growing. With help from the art teacher, they printed posters and got permission for a mural on the back wall near the gym. A massive canvas for students to paint affirmations, symbols, or just be heard. Ellie designed the first sketch. Amanda organized the sign-ups. "Why are you doing this?" one girl asked Amanda one day. "You already had everything." Amanda thought about that. What's everything if you're not using it to make something better? Some people rolled their eyes. But others leaned in. That's how change starts. Then came the school assembly. A speaker from a youth foundation came to talk about kindness and leadership. Amanda and Ellie were invited to say a few words about their project. Ellie's hands trembled backstage. "I can't do this," she whispered. "I'm not like you. I'm not loud or confident or..." "You're exactly what this needs," Amanda said, placing a hand over hers. "You don't have to be loud to be heard. Just speak your truth." Ellie nodded slowly. When it was her turn, she walked onto the stage, heart pounding, mouth dry. She looked out over the sea of students and teachers. "Hi," she began, voice shaky. "Most of you don't know me. That's okay. I used to think that being unseen meant I wasn't important. That I should stay small so I wouldn't get hurt. But someone showed me that staying small doesn't protect you, it just hides your light. A hush fell over the auditorium. We all matter. Every one of us. You don't have to be loud or popular or perfect. You just have to be kind and brave enough to believe you deserve more. Amanda watched from the side of the stage, pride swelling in her chest. Ellie smiled. So this is me. Not invisible. Just finally seen. The applause started slow. Then it grew. Amanda stepped out and hugged her, and the entire school saw them. Not as opposites, but as something powerful. After the assembly, dozens of students came up to them, some offering thanks, others asking how they could help. It was working. The energy was changing. That afternoon, Amanda found Ellie sitting in the library, her sketchbook open but untouched. You okay? She asked. Ellie nodded. Just tired. But the good kind. Amanda slid into the seat beside her. You were amazing today. I still feel like I'm dreaming. Amanda grinned. This is just the beginning. A few days later, Amanda stood at her locker and caught sight of Macy. Watching her. For a second, Amanda tensed, ready for some petty jab. But Macy just nodded once, then turned away. Amanda blinked. Maybe the world didn't change overnight. But sometimes people surprise you. That night, Amanda posted a photo of Ellie's mural, now filled with color, names, and words like hope, strength, and I matter. She wrote in the caption, "This girl taught me more about power than anyone else ever has. Real power lifts others up. Find your voice. Use it. And help others find theirs. 2. Power within Beta Change." The post exploded. But Amanda didn't care about the likes this time. She cared that it was real. That Friday, as they walked home from school, Ellie said, "Do you ever think people can change everything, just by being kind?" Amanda looked at her, smiling. "We just did." The mural was finished by the end of September. A swirling collection of stars, bold words, hands reaching, faces smiling, and silhouettes standing tall. It was art, but also something more. A statement. A movement. Ellie and Amanda stood before it one afternoon, just the two of them. "You know," Amanda said, "I used to think being popular meant everyone liked you. That it was about clothes, looks, knowing the right people. It's not. Turns out, it's about how you make people feel. How you show up. And honestly, that makes you the most popular girl I know." Ellie laughed. "That's ironic." Amanda grinned. "Right? You're the quiet girl who taught the loud one how to be heard. And you're the girl who helped me find the volume knob." They sat on the grass in front of the wall, the sky glowing with sunset hues. Students passed by, some waving, some still unsure. But many smiled. Ellie pulled out her sketchbook again. She flipped past pages of constellations, eyes, hands, stars until she landed on a new blank sheet. She began drawing two girls standing back to back again. But this time, their hands were joined. Above them were words. Two voices. One cause. Power within. Amanda watched her work in silence. "You're going to change lives," she said. "I just want to change the hallway," Ellie replied, smiling. That Monday, a new student transferred in small, unsure, eyes darting. Ellie was the first to greet them. She offered a tour, a kind word, and pointed to the mural like it was a roadmap to courage. Amanda, watching from a distance, realized something. She had once been the center of attention, the gravity pulling people in. But now, Ellie was her own kind of star. And the school felt a little brighter because of it. Amanda? Ellie called.
Yeah?
Thank you. For everything. For seeing me. Amanda nodded. Thank you for letting me. A few days later, during a free period, Amanda sat alone in the courtyard. For the first time, she let her phone stay in her bag. No scrolling. No selfies. Just sun on her face and wind in her hair. A group of underclassmen walked by, whispering. One of them hesitated. Then approached.
Hey,
Amanda? Can I ask something? Amanda looked up.
Sure.
How did you get so brave? Amanda thought about it. All the years spent trying to be liked, to be perfect, to be everything others expected. Then she thought of Ellie.
Of
whispers turned into voices, of quiet strength becoming contagious. By realizing I didn't have to be, she said. Just honest. The student nodded, smiling nervously before rejoining their group. As the bell rang and students poured into classrooms, Amanda walked. Slowly, savoring the rhythm of her steps. In a world obsessed with noise, she had found meaning in the quiet. Power in kindness. Purpose in friendship. And maybe, just maybe, that made her the most popular girl in school. After all, the cafeteria buzzed with noise, trays clattering, chairs scraping, and laughter that bounced off tile floors and cinder block walls. Amanda stood near the center, scanning the crowded room, her tray balanced effortlessly in one hand. She usually knew exactly where to sit. But today, her feet hesitated. Ellie sat alone at a side table, her lunch barely touched. She was doodling. Again, eyes focused on the page, lost in her world. Amanda made a decision. You're really doing this, hey? Lila asked, appearing at Amanda's elbow. Amanda turned. Doing what? Sitting with her. Amanda shrugged.
Yeah.
She's my friend. Lila hesitated. People are talking. Let them. Amanda walked off before Lila could say anything else. As Amanda reached the table, Ellie looked up in surprise. Mind if I join you? Amanda asked with a smile. Ellie blinked.
Yeah.
Sure. Of course. Amanda sat down and began unpacking her tray. The silence between them was comfortable, not awkward. That sandwich looks better than mine, Ellie finally said. Amanda smirked. Trade you half for one of those cookies.
Deal.
They exchanged food like they'd been doing it forever. Amanda noticed other tables watching, some whispering, some raising eyebrows. Does it bother you? Ellie asked, chewing thoughtfully.
What?
Them watching. Amanda thought for a moment. It used to. Not anymore. Now I care more about who's sitting across from me. Ellie smiled and looked away, cheeks pink. The next day, Ellie came to lunch early and chose the same table. She placed a small sketchbook between her tray and her milk carton. When Amanda arrived, she looked down at the new drawing, the two of them. Cartoon style, wearing superhero capes and standing atop a lunch table like they owned the school. Amanda laughed. This is going on my wall. You'd really hang something like that? I'd frame it. More students passed by that day. Some offered friendly nods. A few even stopped to compliment Ellie's artwork. It was subtle, slow, but something was shifting. On Friday, a girl from the year below stopped at their table. She had frizzy red curls and glasses that slid down her nose. Hi, she said, nervously gripping the strap of her backpack. Is it okay if I sit with you? Ellie looked at Amanda, unsure. Amanda smiled warmly. Of course. What's your name?
Josie.
Welcome, Josie. We trade food here. It's a rule. Josie giggled and pulled out her lunch, grateful. After school, as they walked out together, Ellie said, I didn't think anyone would ever want to sit with me. People just needed someone brave enough to go first. Amanda looked up at the autumn sky. The clouds drifted slowly, like they weren't in a hurry. Lunch isn't just about food. It's about where you belong. That weekend, Amanda invited Ellie over for a movie night. Her house was cozy and modern, with art prints on the walls and the scent of vanilla candles hanging in the air. Ellie sat cross-legged on Amanda's bed, surrounded by popcorn, fuzzy blankets, and movie options. You've never seen Stardust? Amanda gasped. Ellie shook her head. I lived under a rock, remember? Well, you're about to be enlightened. As the film played, Amanda noticed how comfortable it felt. No need to impress, no pressure to talk. Just two people existing in the same soft space. When the credits rolled, Ellie sighed contentedly. That was beautiful. Amanda nodded. It's one of my favorites. Ellie looked at her. Thanks for inviting me. Thanks for coming. They sat in silence for a while, both looking up at the ceiling. Do you ever feel like people expect you to be someone you're not? Ellie asked. Amanda turned on her side. All the time. Sometimes I'm not even sure who I actually am anymore. Ellie nodded. Same. Amanda reached over and bumped Ellie's shoulder lightly. Maybe figuring it out is part of the whole point. At school the next week, Ellie surprised Amanda by inviting her to join the art club's lunchtime mural session. They were painting motivational phrases near the library, small additions to their earlier campaign. Amanda rolled up her sleeves and picked up a paintbrush. I haven't done this since like sixth grade, she said. Ellie smiled. It's just color and feeling. No one's judging. Amanda wrote "You are enough" in big blue letters. Then she added a small gold star next to it. You're good at this, Ellie said. Maybe I've been an artist trapped in a cheerleader's body all along. They laughed. It felt real. That day, more students stopped by. Some joined. Others left sticky notes with messages of their own. The wall came to life slowly, beautifully, a patchwork of voices and hope. In science class that afternoon, Amanda's lab partner whispered, I think what you're doing is cool. Amanda blinked. Really? The girl nodded. Yeah. Like it makes school feel less fake. It was the first time Amanda truly realized the ripple effect of their efforts. On Friday, the cafeteria felt different. More tables were mixed. Less tension. Ellie sat at a larger table, now Josie beside her, two new faces across. Amanda slid into her usual seat, surprised but proud. You have fans, Amanda teased. Ellie smiled. I have friends. At that moment, Macy walked by. She stopped at their table, her eyes scanning the group. Ellie held her breath. Cute art, Macy said, voice flat. Kinda cheesy though. Amanda stood up. And yet, here you are. Watching it work. Macy scoffed and walked away. Josie turned to Ellie. She's just jealous you're not afraid anymore. Ellie didn't respond. But she smiled. Because it was true. That evening, Amanda got a message from someone she hadn't talked to in months. Hey, I've been feeling kinda alone lately. Do you think I could maybe sit with you guys next week? Amanda replied immediately. absolutely. There's always room. When she told Ellie the next day, Ellie beamed. It's working, isn't it? Piece by piece, Amanda said. We're building a new table. Amanda nodded. And everyone gets a seat. The following Monday brought rain. The kind that made your jeans wet. From the knees down and turned every classroom into a jungle of umbrella sand damp sneakers. Amanda hated rainy days, her hair always frizzed. Her mood dipped, and the energy in school felt gray. But when she stepped into the cafeteria, something made her stop. Ellie had brought markers and stickers. Josie had printed out little notes. With positive quotes. Together, they'd set up a table near the lunch line. Labeled "Take what you need." Students were already stopping by. Some picked up quotes like "You matter" or "Keep going." Others added their own. Ellie had even created a small encourage box, anonymous notes dropped in for others to pick up when they needed a boost. Amanda walked over, smiling. "You two did this?" Ellie nodded. "We thought it'd help. People seem gloomier when it rains." "You're brilliant." Ellie handed her a note that simply read, "You make spaces brighter." Amanda tucked it into her planner. "I'm saving this forever." That afternoon, Amanda ran into her old lunch group, the one she used to sit with before Ellie. They were clustered under the eaves near the gym, scrolling through their phones and laughing at a trending video. "Hey," Amanda said, unsure why she'd even stopped. "Look who finally remembers us," said Haley, sipping a fizzy pink drink. Amanda smiled politely. "Just wanted to say hi. Thought you upgraded to the quiet crowd," Haley said. Her tone wasn't mean, exactly. But it wasn't kind either. Amanda took a breath. "I didn't upgrade or downgrade. I just started making space for people who matter." A silence settled. "People change," Amanda added. "Or at least they should." She turned and walked away, head high despite the drizzle. Her shoes squished, but her steps felt firm. That evening, Ellie texted her a photo of the encourage box, now full to the top. "Today was a win." "Smiley face," Amanda replied. "And tomorrow will be even better." Later that week, the school counselor stopped Amanda and Ellie in the hallway. "I wanted to thank you both," she said. "I've had 3 students come in this week just to talk. They said they felt seen because of your campaign." Ellie blushed. Amanda felt a quiet pride settle in her chest. "We're happy to help," Amanda said. "If you're open to it," the counselor continued, "I'd love to invite you both to speak during our upcoming wellness week." Amanda looked at Ellie. Ellie nodded. "We'd be honored." That Saturday, they met at the park to brainstorm ideas. The trees were turning, oranges and reds sweeping across the branches. Ellie wore a knitted scarf and fingerless gloves, sketchbook balanced on her knees. Amanda sat on the bench beside her, sipping cocoa from a thermos. "What should we talk about?" Amanda asked. Ellie thought. "Maybe, the difference one voice can make." Amanda nodded. "That's good. Real. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just honest," Ellie added. "Exactly." As the wind rustled leaves above them, Amanda looked around at the world. Still chaotic, still imperfect. But there, beside Ellie, it felt possible. Like small things mattered. Like kindness could grow roots. "You know," Amanda said, "when I first sat with you, I thought I was doing you a favor." Ellie smirked. "Wow, thanks. No, I mean, I didn't realize then how much I needed you too." Ellie glanced at her. "We saved each other." Amanda smiled. "Yeah. We did." The next week at school began with a buzz. Flyers for Wellness Week fluttered on bulletin boards, teachers made announcements, and students whispered about the speakers list. When they saw Amanda and Ellie's names on it, the reactions were mixed. "Since when does she give speeches?" one student murmured. "Since she made this place feel like we matter," another replied quietly. On Thursday morning, Ellie stood in front of the mirror in the school restroom, adjusting her hair for the third time. Amanda appeared beside her, lipstick half applied. "You nervous?" Amanda asked. "Terrified," Ellie said. "You're gonna be amazing." Ellie turned to her. "What if I freeze? Or mess up? Then we laugh about it after. No one's expecting a TED talk. Just us." Ellie nodded, exhaling. "Okay. Let's do this." The auditorium was packed. Students filed in, some curious, some just grateful for an excuse to miss class. Amanda walked onto the stage first, took the mic, and scanned the crowd. "Hey, everyone. I'm Amanda Carter. You probably know me, or at least you think you do." A few chuckles. "This year, something changed for me. I realized popularity isn't power. Kindness is. And there's someone here who helped me see that." She turned, motioning to Ellie, who stepped forward slowly. "Hi," Ellie began, voice soft but clear. "I used to think being invisible was safe. That not being noticed meant not being hurt. But then someone noticed me. And it changed everything." Amanda and Ellie traded lines, building their story together, a shared narrative of fear, friendship, bravery, and growth. They didn't use notes. Just memory, and heart. Ellie ended with, "If you ever feel like you don't belong, remember. Sometimes all it takes is one person to make space for you. And sometimes you can be that person for someone else." The silence that followed was thick and emotional. Then came the applause. Long, loud. Real. Backstage, Amanda hugged Ellie tightly. "You were incredible. You too," Ellie whispered. "I didn't think I could do it. Now you know you can." That afternoon, they walked down the hallway to their mural. Someone had added a new phrase across the bottom in big, blocky letters. "You helped me find my voice." Ellie reached out and touched the wall, her fingers resting gently on the paint. "This is bigger than us now," she said. Amanda nodded. "That's the point." At lunch that day, three new students sat at their table. Josie handed out quotes. Ellie passed around her latest doodle, a comic strip featuring all of them in a fictional school called Braveheart High. "Okay, that's the coolest thing I've seen all week," Amanda said, laughing. Ellie smiled. "I'm thinking of making a real series. Stories about kids like us, finding their voice. Do it. You're already a legend here." A few tables over, Macy sat alone. She kept her eyes on her phone, earbuds in. No one approached. Amanda watched for a moment, then turned away. Some things take time. That evening, Amanda and Ellie met again at the park. This time, Ellie brought her sketchbook and Amanda brought two journals. "Thought we could start writing it down," Amanda said. "All of it. Our story." Ellie nodded. "For us, for anyone who ever felt like we did." The sun dipped below the trees as the girls sat cross-legged on the grass, pens in hand, capturing moments and feelings on paper. Not just memories, but a blueprint for change. A roadmap of courage. And there, between ink and stars, they began something bigger than popularity, bigger than school, something lasting. A movement. A friendship. A voice that could echo beyond walls. Because when one voice rises, others follow. The chill in the air matched the shift in tone around the school. Though they affair had left ripples of positivity, not everyone welcomed the change. Some students, once used to dominating the social climate, felt sidelined and the cold glances returned like old ghosts. Amanda noticed it first during morning announcements. While waiting near the lockers, she heard two upperclassmen whisper and snicker when Ellie passed by. "Little Miss Inspiration," one muttered. "She thinks a few drawings make her a hero." Amanda's jaw tightened. She stepped closer. "Got something to say?" The boys chuckled and backed off, but Amanda knew that look. The look of resentment, like Ellie had broken some unwritten rule. "I'm fine," Ellie said quietly beside her. "Let it go." Amanda sighed. "It's not fair. We're trying to make things better." "Some people liked the way it was before," Ellie said. "We're making them uncomfortable." "Good." Comfort never changed anything. The tension increased during group projects in class. Ellie was partnered with Macy for a history presentation, and the pairing was icy, to say the least. Macy tapped her pencil against the table as Ellie presented her outline. "So, we're doing this all soft and emotional, like your little speeches?" Ellie kept her voice steady. "We're just supposed to cover the civil rights movement. Emotion is part of history." "Whatever," Macy said, rolling her eyes. "Just don't cry during the slideshow." Amanda caught the conversation later and wanted to storm into the classroom. But Ellie stopped her. "Fighting Macy won't fix anything," Ellie said. "But maybe understanding her might." Amanda groaned. "You're too good for this world." "I just think she's scared. The people who act the worst usually are." Surprisingly, the presentation day came and went without fireworks. Ellie spoke calmly and confidently. Macy stuck to her part, clipped but competent. And at the end, when the class clapped, Macy didn't sneer or roll her eyes. She just sat down, silent. Later that week, Ellie found a sticky note in her locker. "You're not as annoying as I thought. Your drawing was good. It's not exactly a peace treaty," Ellie told Amanda with a grin, "but I'll take it." Meanwhile, Amanda had her own challenge rebuilding things with Lila. They drifted, slowly, unintentionally, like boats on different currents. 1. Lunch period, Amanda saw her sitting alone under a tree near the courtyard. "Mind if I sit?" Amanda asked. Lila nodded, surprised. "Sure." For a few minutes, they just listened to the wind shuffle through fallen leaves. "I was mad," Lila said finally. "But not at you." "At me?" Amanda blinked. "Why?" "Because I didn't have the guts to do what you did. I saw people being left out. I felt it too sometimes. But I stayed quiet." Amanda placed a hand over hers. "We all start somewhere." Lila looked at her. "Can we still be friends?" Amanda smiled. "Always." That afternoon, Lila joined their table at lunch again, this time more herself, less worried about what others thought. Josie showed her how to make watercolor quote cards, and they laughed over Amanda's terrible attempts at calligraphy. Later in the week, the school launched a new Kindness Week activity. Anonymous notes exchanged across classrooms. Amanda and Ellie helped design the boxes, with slots in every homeroom. One morning, Amanda opened her locker to find a folded envelope that simply read, "Thank you for helping me feel like I exist." She held it for a long time, heart pounding. That evening, she and Ellie sat at the nest as the sun sank behind the windows. "You think things will keep getting better?" Amanda asked. Ellie nodded. "Because now more people know how to try The next few days brought more tension not between students, but in Amanda herself. She found herself questioning things she used to love. Parties, popularity contests, the constant cycle of attention. It all felt a little hollow now. During a school spirit pep rally, Amanda stood with the cheer squad in the gym, but her mind wandered. She looked out at the crowd and didn't see people to impress. She saw people to reach. A sea of hearts that could use kindness more than chance. You okay? One of her teammates asked. Amanda smiled softly. Yeah. Just thinking. Afterward, she met Ellie near the art room. Want to skip the cafeteria? Amanda asked. Ellie raised a brow. You? Skipping the lunch spotlight? I just need a break. They found an empty table near the back of the library and shared a quiet meal. Ellie drew in her notebook as Amanda nibbled a sandwich. You're allowed to outgrow things, Ellie said without looking up. Amanda blinked. What? Whatever's on your mind. You can let go of parts of yourself that no longer fit. Amanda smiled. Have I mentioned lately that you're like a pocket-sized philosopher? Ellie shrugged. I read a lot. That afternoon, Amanda saw Macy sitting alone outside, scrolling on her phone. There was something different in her posture, not defensive, just distant. For a moment, Amanda debated walking away. But then she thought of all the times Ellie could have done the same for her and didn't. She walked over. Hey. Macy looked up, startled. What do you want? Nothing, Amanda said. Just wondering if you're okay. Macy blinked. Why do you care? Because I used to not. And I was wrong. Macy looked at her, really looked, like she was trying to see if it was a trap. But Amanda just stood there, arms at her sides, open. I'm fine, Macy said, eventually. But her voice didn't carry its usual sharpness. Amanda nodded. Okay. Well, if you ever want to hang out, we're around. She turned and left without waiting for a reply. That night, Amanda journaled for the first time in years. She wrote about Ellie, about the changes, about how scared she was sometimes scared of being irrelevant, of losing who she used to be, of becoming someone new. But somewhere in those pages, she also wrote about hope. And how, for the first time, she didn't feel like she had to pretend. At the nest the next day, Ellie handed her a sketch. It's you, Ellie said. But not how everyone else draws you. How I see you. Amanda looked down. The drawing showed a girl standing on a hill, her hair in the wind, surrounded by constellations. Her hands were cupped like she was holding a spark, something small, but powerful. Amanda swallowed hard. That's really me? Ellie nodded. The real you. Amanda hugged her, tight. Thanks for reminding me who that is. That week, they held an open mic night at the nest. Students read poems, told stories, shared parts of themselves that had been tucked away for too long. Amanda went last. She stood in front of the small group, heart thudding. I used to think that being liked was the most important thing, she said. But I've learned that being real is more powerful. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. She looked around at the circle, Ellie, Josie, Lila, even Macy at the back. And added, thank you for helping me find my voice. The applause was soft but sincere. Ellie stood and joined her, and the two of them hugged as the lights dimmed and the room exhaled. The next morning, Amanda found something new taped to her locker, a watercolor painting of a sunrise with the words, every day you choose to be kind is a day you win. No signature. Just beauty. Just truth. She smiled and taped it into her notebook. In art class, Ellie was working on her most ambitious piece yet, a large canvas filled with abstract shapes and hidden words. She called it the Layers of Us. It's about how people aren't just what you see, she explained. There's always more. Amanda leaned in. What's that one say? She asked, pointing to a faded section. Ellie squinted. That one says, break the mask. That's deep. Masks are heavy, Ellie said simply. Even pretty ones. That weekend, Amanda and Ellie hosted a small get-together at Amanda's house. Nothing fancy, just snacks, music, and blankets in the backyard. Under string lights. Josie brought her guitar. Lila brought cupcakes. Macy even came, though she lingered at the edge at first. Eventually, she drifted closer, and Amanda handed her a cocoa without a word. You really changed, Macy said quietly, sipping it. Yeah, Amanda said. But not into someone else. Just into someone more. Honest. Macy nodded slowly. I don't hate it. They sat beside each other, watching the fire pit flicker. Josie played soft chords in the background while Ellie passed around sketch pads for fun. Amanda sketched two silhouettes, one offering a hand, the other taking it. Both drawn with open hearts. What's it called? Ellie asked. Amanda smiled. Breaking the Ice. On Monday, a student named Leo approached them in the hallway. He was tall, quiet, and usually kept to himself. Hey, he said. I've been watching what you've been doing. And I was wondering if maybe I could help. I'm not good with talking, but I'm decent at coding. I thought maybe we could build a page for the Power Within project. Like an anonymous space for people to share stuff. Amanda and Ellie exchanged looks. That's an amazing idea, Amanda said. You'd be part of the team, Ellie added. Leo gave a small smile. Cool. Thanks. That afternoon, they cleared a bulletin board outside the library and replaced it with a new title, Power Within, Student Voices. Underneath, they added a sign that read, Leave a story. Read a story. We all carry something. Within an hour, slips began to appear, folded messages, poems, drawings. Some happy. Some heart-wrenching. All real. Amanda ran her hand over the board at the end of the day. It's like a heartbeat, she whispered. Ellie nodded. It's alive now. They stood together in silence as the hallway emptied, lockers slamming and footsteps fading. You know, Amanda said finally, for a long time, I thought I had to carry everything alone. The pressure, the expectations, the image. You don't, Ellie said. You never did. Amanda looked at her friend, really looked. Thank you for helping me. See that? Ellie smiled. You helped me believe I was worth seeing. The sun cast long rays through the glass as they turned to leave, there. Shadows stretching across the hallway wall. The ice had cracked. And underneath it, something strong had begun to grow. The morning sun streamed through the windows of the art room as Ellie sat hunched over her sketchpad, earbuds and brush markers scattered around her. She was working on a new piece for the hallway mural, something bold, something that demanded attention. She paused her music and glanced at her earlier drafts, all quiet and minimalist. Too safe, she whispered, and tore another page out. It had been weeks since the wellness fair, and while Amanda was embracing her leadership role with confidence, Ellie still felt like she was treading water, visible, but not loud enough to be heard. Josie walked in and handed her a thermos. Tea. For your nerves. Ellie chuckled. That obvious. You've redrawn that panel 5 times. Ellie took a sip and exhaled. I want this one to say something. I just don't know what yet. Amanda popped her head in. You've got 10 minutes until the advisory meeting. You ready?
I think so.
The meeting was held in the library with school administrators and student leaders. Amanda spoke first, sharing updates about the nest and student participation. Ellie's turn was next. She stood, sketchpad in hand, heart hammering. I wanted to propose an interactive art wall. One where students can draw, write, or leave thoughts anonymously, something that speaks louder than silence. There was a long pause. Then Principal Rayner nodded.
We'd like that.
Go ahead and start designing it. That afternoon, Ellie and Amanda stood before a blank wall between the cafeteria and gym's new canvas. It's huge, Ellie said.
So is your voice, Amanda replied.
For the next few weeks, Ellie sketched and painted. Josie helped mix colors. Lila offered ideas for quotes. Even Macy lent a hand, outlining figures and helping tape up the grid. Slowly, the wall transformed, bold words like stand tall. Illustrations of students with open books and open minds, speech bubbles that encouraged passersby to fill them in. One day, a message appeared in a bubble, I feel alone. The next day, someone had added, you're not. Ellie took a photo and showed Amanda.
You started this, Amanda said, odd.
We all did. The morning sun streamed through the windows of the art room as Ellie sat hunched over her sketchpad, earbuds in and brush markers scattered around her. She was working on a new piece for the hallway mural, something bold, something that demanded attention. She paused her music and glanced at her earlier drafts, all quiet and minimalist. Too safe, she whispered, and tore another page out. It had been weeks since the wellness fair, and while Amanda was embracing her leadership role with confidence, Ellie still felt like she was treading water, visible, but not loud enough to be heard. Josie walked in and handed her a thermos tea. For your nerves. Ellie chuckled.
That obvious?
You've redrawn that panel 5 times. Ellie took a sip and exhaled. I want this one to say something. I just don't know what yet. Amanda popped her head in. You've got 10 minutes until the advisory meeting. You ready?
I think so.
The meeting was held in the library with school administrators and student leaders. Amanda spoke first, sharing updates about the nest and student participation. Ellie's turn was next. She stood, sketchpad in hand, heart hammering. I wanted to propose an interactive art wall. One where students can draw, write, or leave thoughts anonymously, something that speaks louder than silence. There was a long pause. Then Principal Rayner nodded.
We'd like that.
Go ahead and start designing it.
That afternoon, Ellie and Amanda stood before a blank wall between the cafeteria and gym's new canvas.
It's huge, Ellie said.
So is your voice, Amanda replied.
For the next few weeks, Ellie sketched and painted. Josie helped mix colors. Lila offered ideas for quotes. Even Macy lent a hand, outlining figures and helping tape up the grid. Slowly, the wall transformed, bold words like stand tall. Illustrations of students with open books and open minds, speech bubbles that encouraged passersby to fill them in. One day, a message appeared in a bubble, I feel alone. The next day, someone had added, you're not. Ellie took a photo and showed Amanda.
You started this, Amanda said, odd.
We all did.
The project gained traction. Teachers began assigning visits to the wall as journal prompts. Clubs hosted reflection walks.
Students who had never spoken before began contributing silent replies that said everything without saying a word. One afternoon, Ellie found a folded note taped to the wall addressed to her. "I finally told my mom about the bullying. Thank you for giving me the strength." Her hands trembled as she read it. She showed Amanda, who hugged her without needing to say anything. That weekend, Ellie was asked to speak at a local youth art symposium. At first, she hesitated. Public speaking still terrified her, but Josie reminded her, "You don't have to be loud. Just real." Ellie prepared a small slideshow of her sketches and mural photos. When her name was called, her heart beat faster than ever. But as she took the stage and looked out at the small crowd of fellow artists, she remembered Amanda's words, "Your voice matters." "Hi," she began. "My name is Ellie Thompson, and I used to speak mostly with a pencil. Now, I try to speak with purpose." Her voice didn't shake. She told the story of their school mural, the note that said, "You're not the way art made people brave." And when she finished, people clapped not just politely, but with the kind of sincerity you feel in your chest. Afterward, a younger girl came up and said, "I draw too. I never thought it could help someone else until now." Ellie blinked away tears. It can. The morning sun streamed through the windows of the art room as Ellie sat hunched over her sketchpad, earbuds in and brush markers scattered around her. She was working on a new piece for the hallway mural, something bold, something that demanded attention. She paused her music and glanced at her earlier drafts, all quiet and minimalist. "Too safe," she whispered, and tore another page out. It had been weeks since the wellness fair, and while Amanda was embracing her leadership role with confidence, Ellie still felt like she was treading water, visible, but not loud enough to be heard. Josie walked in and handed her a thermos tea. "For your nerves." Ellie chuckled. "That obvious? You've redrawn that panel 5 times. Ellie took a sip and exhaled. "I want this one to say something. I just don't know what yet." Amanda popped her head in. "You've got 10 minutes until the advisory meeting. You ready?" "I think so." The meeting was held in the library with school administrators and student leaders. Amanda spoke first, sharing updates about the NEST and student participation. Ellie's turn was next. She stood, sketchpad in hand, heart hammering. "I wanted to propose an interactive art wall. One where students can draw, write, or leave thoughts anonymously, something that speaks louder than silence." There was a long pause. Then Principal Rayner nodded. "We'd like that. Go ahead and start designing it." That afternoon, Ellie and Amanda stood before a blank wall between the cafeteria and gym's new canvas. "It's huge," Ellie said. "So is your voice," Amanda replied. For the next few weeks, Ellie sketched and painted. Josie helped mix colors. Lila offered ideas for quotes. Even Macy lent a hand, outlining figures and helping tape up the grid. Slowly, the wall transformed, bold words like "stand tall." Illustrations of students with open books and open minds, speech bubbles that encouraged passersby to fill them in. One day, a message appeared in a bubble, "I feel alone." The next day, someone had added, "You're not." Ellie took a photo and showed Amanda. "You started this," Amanda said, "odd." "We all did." The project gained traction. Teachers began assigning visits to the wall as journal prompts. Clubs hosted reflection walks. Students who had never spoken before began contributing silent replies that said everything without saying a word. One afternoon, Ellie found a folded note taped to the wall addressed to her. I finally told my mom about the bullying. Thank you for giving me the strength. Her hands trembled as she read it. She showed Amanda, who hugged her. Without needing to say anything. That weekend, Ellie was asked to speak at a local youth art symposium. At first, she hesitated. Public speaking still terrified her, but Josie reminded her, "You don't have to be loud. Just real." Ellie prepared a small slideshow of her sketches and mural photos. When her name was called, her heart beat faster than ever. But as she took the stage and looked out at the small crowd of fellow artists, she remembered Amanda's words, "Your voice matters." "Hi," she began. "My name is Ellie Thompson, and I used to speak mostly with a pencil. Now, I try to speak with purpose." Her voice didn't shake. She told the story of their school mural, the note that said, "You're not the way art made people brave." And when she finished, people clapped not just politely, but with the kind of sincerity you feel in your chest. Afterward, a younger girl came up and said, "I draw too. I never thought it could help someone else until now." Ellie blinked away tears. It can. Back at school, Amanda surprised Ellie with a printed copy of the mural. Story photos, student notes, and Ellie's sketches all bound together like a zine. "I'm calling it The Wall That Spoke," Amanda said. "We're going to hand them out during next week's advisory." Ellie flipped through the pages, hands trembling with pride. "It's beautiful." "So is the girl who made it happen." That afternoon, Ellie walked by the mural and saw 2 sixth graders writing in a new speech bubble, "I'm scared to be myself."
"Same.
Me too." Then, beneath it, "Let's be scared together." Ellie stood there, tears threatening again, but this time, they weren't from fear. They were from recognition. "You found your voice," Amanda said, joining her. Ellie nodded. "And I'm not giving it back." In every stroke, in every silent word, Ellie had painted her truth. Amanda Carter had never missed a home game. Not once since freshman year. As one of the lead cheerleaders, being present, perfect, and on point wasn't just expected, it was practically required. But that Friday night, as the crowd roared and the drums thundered, Amanda stood on the sidelines, distracted. Her cheers came a half second late. Her smiles didn't quite meet her eyes. And when she landed her final routine step, she caught her balance just a beat too slow. No one said anything, but she saw it. Lilith's concerned glance, Macy's smirk, even Coach Tomlin's slight head tilt. "You okay?" Josie asked, walking beside her to the bleachers after halftime. Amanda nodded quickly. "Just tired." But the truth wasn't fatigue. It was pressure. She felt like she was being pulled in two directions, one foot still stuck in the world of popularity, politics, and the other stepping into something quieter, more meaningful. Something real. That night at home, she scrolled through her socials. Photos of her in uniform. Tags from classmates. Comments like "Queen Amanda" and "Still the Standard." They used to make her feel powerful. Now, they felt like masks. She switched to Ellie's page. The newest post was a sketch of two girls holding hands in front of a cracked wall, letting the light in. The caption read, "Break what breaks you." Amanda stared at the screen and whispered, "How are you so brave?" Monday morning brought a test. As Amanda walked into school wearing jeans and a hoodie, ditching her usual styled outfit, she immediately heard it. "Rough weekend?" A girl near her locker whispered. "Amanda looks normal," someone else laughed. Lila appeared beside her. "You don't have to listen to them." "But I still do," Amanda said, voice low. That day, Amanda sat with Ellie, Josie, and Leo during lunch instead of the cheer squad. Whispers flew, phones buzzed, and Amanda felt each glance like a tiny storm. You sure about this? Ellie asked. Amanda took a shaky breath. Not even a little. But I'm tired of being edited for approval. That afternoon, Macy cornered her by the lockers. You trying out for the spring pep team? Amanda shook her head. I'm thinking about taking a break. Macy scoffed. You don't just step away from the top. Amanda looked her in the eye. Maybe the top isn't what I thought it was. Amanda Carter had never missed a home game. Not once since freshman year. As one of the lead cheerleaders, being present, perfect, and on point wasn't just expected, it was practically required. But that Friday night, as the crowd roared and the drums thundered, Amanda stood on the sidelines, distracted. Her cheers came a half second late. Her smiles didn't quite meet her eyes. And when she landed her final routine step, she caught her balance just a beat too slow. No one said anything, but she saw it Lilith's concerned glance, Macy's smirk, even Coach Tomlin's slight head tilt. You okay? Josie asked, walking beside her to the bleachers after halftime. Amanda nodded quickly. Just tired. But the truth wasn't fatigue. It was pressure. She felt like she was being pulled in two directions, one foot still stuck in the world of popularity, politics, and the other stepping into something quieter, more meaningful. Something real. That night at home, she scrolled through her socials. Photos of her in uniform. Tags from classmates. Comments like Queen Amanda and still the standard. They used to make her feel powerful. Now, they felt like masks. She switched to Ellie's page. The newest post was a sketch of two girls holding hands in front of a cracked wall, letting the light in. The caption read, "Break what breaks you." Amanda stared at the screen and whispered, "How are you so brave?" Monday morning brought a test. As Amanda walked into school wearing jeans and a hoodie, ditching her usual styled outfit, she immediately heard it. "Rough weekend?" A girl near her locker whispered. "Amanda looks normal," someone else laughed. Lila appeared beside her. "You don't have to listen to them." "But I still do," Amanda said, voice low. That day, Amanda sat with Ellie, Josie, and Leo during lunch instead of the cheer squad. Whispers flew, phones buzzed, and Amanda felt each glance like a tiny storm. "You sure about this?" Ellie asked. Amanda took a shaky breath. "Not even a little. But I'm tired of being edited for approval." That afternoon, Macy cornered her by the lockers. "You trying out for the spring pep team?" Amanda shook her head. "I'm thinking about taking a break." Macy scoffed. "You don't just step away from the top." Amanda looked her in the eye. "Maybe the top isn't what I thought it was." That evening, Amanda met Ellie at the nest. She dropped onto the bean bag, eyes closed. "Was today a mistake?" she asked. Ellie handed her a sketchbook. "Only if being real is a mistake." Amanda flipped through the pages. On one was a drawing of a queen's crown, not shiny, not gold, but made of woven branches and lined with small, glowing words, "Brave, honest, tired, still trying." Amanda traced a finger along it. "This feels like me." "It is you," Ellie said. At school the next day, a small miracle happened. Two girls from the sophomore class sat down at their lunch table. "Hey," one said. "We've been watching the mural and the board outside the library. We love what you're doing." Amanda blinked. Thanks. That means a lot. We were wondering, can anyone join the Power Within meetings?
Ellie smiled.
Absolutely. That afternoon, Amanda updated the Power Within notice board. At the bottom, she added a handwritten quote. You don't need a crown to lead. Just a voice and a reason to use it. Amanda Carter had never missed a home game. Not once since freshman year. As one of the lead cheerleaders, being present, perfect, and on point wasn't just expected, it was practically required. But that Friday night, as the crowd roared and the drums thundered, Amanda stood on the sidelines. Distracted. Her cheers came a half second late. Her smiles didn't quite meet her eyes. And when she landed her final routine step, she caught her balance just a beat too slow. No one said anything, but she saw it Lilith's concerned glance, Macy's smirk, even Coach Tomlin's slight head tilt. You okay? Josie asked, walking beside her to the bleachers after halftime. Amanda nodded quickly. Just tired. But the truth wasn't fatigue. It was pressure. She felt like she was being pulled in two directions, one foot still stuck in the world of popularity, politics, and the other stepping into something quieter, more meaningful. Something real. That night at home, she scrolled through her socials. Photos of her in uniform. Tags from classmates. Comments like Queen Amanda and still the standard. They used to make her feel powerful. Now, they felt like masks. She switched to Ellie's page. The newest post was a sketch of two girls holding hands in front of a cracked wall, letting the light in. The caption read, "Break what breaks you." Amanda stared at the screen and whispered, "How are you so brave?" Monday morning brought a test. As Amanda walked into school wearing jeans and a hoodie, ditching her usual styled outfit, she immediately heard it. "Rough weekend?" A girl near her locker whispered. "Amanda looks normal," someone else laughed. Lila appeared beside her. "You don't have to listen to them." "But I still do," Amanda said, voice low. That day, Amanda sat with Ellie, Josie, and Leo during lunch instead of the cheer squad. Whispers flew, phones buzzed, and Amanda felt each glance like a tiny storm. "You sure about this?" Ellie asked. Amanda took a shaky breath. "Not even a little. But I'm tired of being edited for approval." That afternoon, Macy cornered her by the lockers. "You trying out for the spring pep team?" Amanda shook her head. "I'm thinking about taking a break." Macy scoffed. "You don't just step away from the top." Amanda looked her in the eye. "Maybe the top isn't what I thought it was." That evening, Amanda met Ellie at the nest. She dropped onto the bean bag, eyes closed. "Was today a mistake?" she asked. Ellie handed her a sketchbook. "Only if being real is a mistake." Amanda flipped through the pages. On one was a drawing of a queen's crown, not shiny, not gold, but made of woven branches and lined with small, glowing words, "Brave, honest, tired, still trying." Amanda traced a finger along it. "This feels like me." "It is you," Ellie said. At school the next day, a small miracle happened. Two girls from the sophomore class sat down at their lunch table. "Hey," one said. "We've been watching the mural and the board outside the library. We love what you're doing." Amanda blinked. "Thanks. That means a lot." "We were wondering, can anyone join the Power Within meetings?" Ellie smiled. "Absolutely." That afternoon, Amanda updated the Power Within notice board. At the bottom, she added a handwritten quote. "You don't need a crown to lead. Just a voice and a reason to use it." The following week, Amanda gave her first talk during Advisor YA Short. Honest speech about self-worth and letting go of expectations. It wasn't flashy, but it was raw and true. When she finished, the room was silent. Then a single clap. Then another. Soon the whole class was applauding. After class, a freshman walked up to her. "I didn't think someone like you could feel that way. Thanks for saying it out loud." Amanda smiled. "We all feel that way sometimes." That weekend, she posted a video on her social feed. No filters, no music. Just her face, speaking directly to the camera. "I used to think popularity made me powerful. But I've learned that honesty is what really connects us. If you're struggling, you're not alone. If you're scared, you're not broken. And if you're being someone you're not to fit in, you're allowed to stop." The video went viral in her school within hours. The next day, even Macy gave her a nod in the hallway. Amanda no longer felt like she had to be perfect. She just had to be Amanda. And that, she realized, was more than enough. Sometimes, the bravest thing you can do is be real. It started small, barely a whisper. Amanda's quitting cheer because she's depressed. Ellie's brainwashing her. She only hangs out with the outcasts now. Amanda caught the edge of it during second period. A sudden quiet win. She entered the room. A girl nudging her friend and glancing over her shoulder. By lunch, the whispers were louder than the hallway chatter. She met Ellie at their usual spot by the mural. "Have I grown a tail?" Amanda asked. "Because people are staring like I did." Ellie raised a brow. "Someone actually said you were brainwashed." "Seriously?" Amanda ran a hand through her hair. "It's like people can't handle change unless they started it." "Well, they're definitely talking," Ellie said, tapping her sketchbook. "And they're definitely wrong." Josie joined them, a tight look on her face. "You guys need to hear what's going around." Amanda braced herself. "How bad is it?" "Someone said you're only being deep and real because you want sympathy votes for prom queen." N. Amanda blinked. "I'm not even running for prom queen." "Doesn't matter. They just need a headline," Josie said. Amanda exhaled slowly. "It's like they want to erase everything we've done. Just so they can sleep better at night." Ellie put a hand on her shoulder. "Let them talk. Our actions are louder." But it wasn't easy. Each class brought new glances, and Amanda couldn't tell who had heard the rumors and who still saw her as herself. That night, Amanda couldn't sleep. She kept replaying hallway moments. Analyzing glances, second-guessing laughs. Her phone buzzed constantly. DMs asking if she was okay or if she and Ellie were fighting the system. Or something. She texted Ellie, "This is exhausting." Ellie replied a few seconds later, "I know. Want to come over tomorrow? We can draw, vent, eat an entire pizza?" "Yes. All of the above." Amanda smiled for the first time that night. The next day was worse. Someone had printed out an old photo of Amanda. In full cheer glam, pasted it beside a photo from her recent advisory speech. And wrote in thick marker, "From queen to quitter." It was taped to a bathroom stall. Josie saw it first and ripped it down before Amanda could. "They're scared of you," Josie said. "That's what this is." Amanda shook her head. "Then why do I feel so small?" "Because you're human," Ellie said, stepping beside them. "But you're not alone. You've got us." Later that day, they met with Principal Rayner. They didn't name names. They didn't need to. Amanda simply showed her the poster. Rayner's face darkened. "I'll address this. But I'm also proud of how you've handled it. Sometimes it doesn't feel like we're handling it, Amanda said.
You are, Rainer replied.
Because you're still showing up.
Still speaking.
Still building something better.
That's strength. Inspired, Ellie proposed something bold during their next Power Within meeting, an anonymous rumor wall, a safe space where students could anonymously post rumors they'd heard about themselves, then write their own truth beside it.
Amanda hesitated.
Isn't that risky, N?
Maybe, Ellie said.
But it also gives us the last word.
With approval from Rainer and their counselor, they set up the wall near the gym.
It was simple black paper, colored markers, and the title in bold
paint.
Rumor versus reality.
The first note went up anonymously.
Someone said I cry every night.
Truth, some nights I do.
And that's okay.
Another.
Heard I was weird because I talk to myself.
Truth, I'm rehearsing my
debates.
I win most of them.
The wall grew fast.
Students wrote in different colors, some with humor. Others with tears.
It became a mirror reflecting everything they'd kept
hidden behind laughs and locker doors.
Amanda added her own.
Rumor, I'm falling apart.
Truth, I'm rebuilding.
Ellie drew a small illustration beside Amanda's note, a heart with cracks stitched back together with thread and light.
Students began gathering around the wall during breaks.
Some added
stickers.
Others just stood and read in silence.
The hallway felt different.
Not quieter, but more honest.
Lila approached Amanda one morning.
I saw your note, she said softly.
It made me feel like I could breathe again.
Amanda touched her arm.
You're not alone.
I know that now.
Lila smiled, and for the first time in weeks, it didn't
look forced.
That Friday, Ellie hosted an after-school art circle.
Students came with
sketchbooks, journals, poems.
The topic was truths we've never said out
loud.
Amanda read hers last.
Her voice shook but stayed steady.
I used to think that if I wasn't liked, I didn't matter. But now I know that if I don't like
myself, it doesn't matter who else does.
No one clapped.
Not out of disrespect, but because the room was still holding space for what had been shared.
Josie reached out and held her hand.
Ellie nodded with quiet pride.
That weekend, the school posted photos of the rumor versus reality wall on
their homepage.
The caption read,
"Let's change what gets whispered.
Let's start with the truth."
By Monday, a reporter from the local paper had called the school, requesting an interview with Amanda and Ellie about the project.
They sat on the library steps after the interview, sun warming their backs.
"Do you think the rumors will ever stop?"
Amanda asked.
Ellie smiled.
"No.
But I think we've made it harder for them to stick."
Amanda nodded slowly.
"Yet.
We turned the whisper into a conversation.
Rumors fade.
But courage echoes longer than anyone expects." It happened during third period history, on a rainy Wednesday.
Mr. Breyer was going over the civil rights timeline, calling on students at
random.
When he got to Malik, a soft-spoken junior known for his quiet brilliance, things shifted.
"Malik, read from slide 6, Mr. Breyer said.
Malik adjusted his glasses.
The Civil Rights Act was signed in 1964.
"And?"
"Louder," the teacher barked.
"We can't all hear your mouse voice."
The class fell silent.
Malik flushed red and looked down.
A few students
snickered nervously.
Amanda clenched her fists under her desk.
After class, she turned to Ellie and Josie.
"That wasn't okay."
"No," Ellie agreed.
"It really wasn't.
But what do we do?"
Josie asked.
"He's a teacher."
Amanda sighed.
"I don't know.
But pretending it didn't happen doesn't feel
right either."
They brought it up at the next Power Within meeting. A few others had noticed the same pattern: quiet students being brushed aside, mocked, or ignored. It's not always loud enough to get called out, Ellie said, but it adds up. Leo raised a hand. What if we create a respect wall? Kind of like the rumor one, but this time, for positive classroom stories. An anonymous reports about what needs to change. Amanda nodded slowly. That could work. They pitched the respect wall to Principal Rayner the next morning. She paused, then smiled. You've built a culture where students feel safe telling the truth. Let's keep it going. By the end of the week, a large paper banner went up in the main hallway. At the top in bright paint. Respect starts here. Underneath, two sides, moments that mattered and moments that hurt. Students could post sticky notes anonymous, honest, and unfiltered. The first few notes appeared slowly. My science teacher thanked me for correcting her. I've never felt so respected. A classmate stepped in when I was being teased. He didn't even know my name. A teacher said I wouldn't go far if I couldn't speak up. It stuck with me in the worst way. Amanda added one of her own. Thank you to the counselor who said, you don't need a reason to take a breath. I needed to hear that. The wall filled quickly. Teachers began reading it. Some even left replies. Under student notes, anonymous or not. It sparked real conversations. You realize what we've done? Ellie said one afternoon. We've made invisible things visible. Amanda smiled. That's how you change a culture. Still, something weighed on her. Malik. She hadn't seen him speak much since the classroom incident. One day in the library, Amanda spotted him at a corner table. She hesitated. Then walked over. Hey, she said. Mind if I join you? Malik shrugged. Sure. She sat quietly for a moment, then said, that day in history. I saw what happened. He nodded but didn't look up. I'm used to it. Amanda's heart sank. That's not okay. Doesn't matter. Malik's voice was low. No one changes for kids like me. Amanda leaned forward. That's not true. I can't promise everything gets better fast. But I promise some of us care. A lot. He looked at her for the first time then. Why do you care? Amanda smiled. Because someone once cared when I thought no one did. Malik didn't say much after that, but the next day, Amanda saw him near the respect wall. He read every note in silence. Then, quietly, he added. 1. Someone finally asked me how I felt. It mattered more than they know. The wall continued to grow. A teacher added a note of their own. Thank you to the students who speak with truth and compassion. You're teaching us, too. Ellie started working on a mini-zine called Everyday Brave, filled with short stories and quotes from the wall. Josie helped with layout. Leo coded. A digital version students could contribute to online. Amanda suggested a special day called Stand Up Friday where students could anonymously nominate classmates or teachers who stood up for someone or something important. The first week, more than 40 nominations were dropped in the box. I saw Mason help a girl pick up her art supplies when everyone else walked by. Ms. Connors apologized to a student in front of the whole class. Amanda stood up to a rumor by telling the truth, even when it cost her popularity. Amanda teared up reading that one. At the next advisory meeting, the principal read selected nominations aloud. The room buzzed with pride. Students sat taller. Teachers smiled. Afterward, Mr. Breyer stopped Amanda in the hallway. I saw the note about me,
he said. And I've been thinking a lot. I'm sorry for the way I handled things that day. I'm learning. Amanda nodded. That means a lot, truly. Ellie later drew a mural sketch based on the theme of the week: students of all kinds standing in a circle, hands linked, with the words above them. When we stand up for each other, we all rise. Amanda looked at the sketch and smiled. It's not perfect. But it's working. Progress never starts perfect, Ellie said. It just starts. And somewhere between quiet courage and loud support, they were building something unshakable. The changes didn't happen all at once. But they were unmistakable. The school hallways, once stiff with silence or taunts, now buzzed with something softer. Students still whispered, but now it was to ask, "Did you read the new quote on the respect wall? Or have you been to the nest lately?" Amanda noticed it in the smallest things, a sophomore picking up someone's dropped folder. A teacher pausing to check in on a quiet student. A boy who used to sit alone now laughing with two others by the lockers. "It's happening, isn't it?" she said to Ellie one morning as they passed the mural. In. Ellie nodded. "This is what transformation looks like. Quiet. Real." The nest was no longer just a soft corner with beanbags and sketchpads. Now it had shelves filled with student-created zines, notebooks, affirmations. Teachers donated lamps and blankets. Josie brought in a second-hand kettle so they could make tea. The sign on the door had changed too. It now read, "The Nest, where you can just be." Amanda's mom came to the next advisory showcase. "For the first time. You did all this?" she asked, eyes wide as she took in the mural, the digital gallery, the respect wall display. In. "With a lot of help," Amanda said, a little embarrassed. In. Her mom smiled slowly, sincerely. "I'm proud of you, Amanda. Really proud." In. Amanda blinked fast and just nodded. That night, Amanda curled up in her room and wrote a journal entry titled "Becoming Me." She listed everything she'd let go of: the need for approval, the chase for popularity, the pressure to be perfect. And below that, she listed everything she'd gained: real friends, purpose, clarity, peace. The next day, Ellie invited her over after school. "I want to show you something," Ellie said, leading her to her room. On the desk sat a draft of a small comic book. The cover showed two girls silhouetted against a massive wall filled with drawings and words. Its title: The Quiet Revolution. Amanda picked it up gently. "You're making a comic about us?" Ellie grinned. "About what we've built. It's not just us anymore. It's a movement. A blueprint, maybe, for anyone feeling small." Amanda flipped through the pages: drawings of the nest, the mural, the respect wall, the rumor board. Stylized versions of real students, not just the leaders, but the ones who quietly showed up and made kindness their default. "This is amazing," Amanda said, her voice tight with emotion. "I want to give a copy to every freshman next year," Ellie said, "before the noise gets too loud." Amanda hugged her tightly. "You're going to change the world, Ellie." "We already are," Ellie whispered back. Over the next 2 weeks, other schools reached out. Their counselor shared photos of the nest and the respect wall online, and soon messages arrived from teachers, principals, and even students wanting to recreate the idea. One email read, "Thank you for reminding us that schools can be human places." Amanda forwarded it to Ellie, who printed it and taped it beside her bed. During their last Power Within meeting of the semester, Amanda stood before a packed room of students. Some she'd known for years, some she'd only met through murals and meetings and whispered truths. A year ago,
she began, I thought being popular meant being powerful. But this? What we've built together. This is real power.
Leo added, this is what happens when people listen without judgment.
Josie nodded.
And when people feel safe to be their weird, brilliant selves.
Lila raised her hand.
When we let each other grow.
Ellie stood beside Amanda and held up her comic draft.
You've all written a chapter in this story. Whether you know it or not.
They ended the meeting with a small ceremony passing out notes of gratitude written by students to one another.
No one knew who wrote what.
But that wasn't the point.
Amanda said.
Thank you for showing me that the strongest people are the ones who keep going even when it's hard.
Ellie's read.
You helped me believe that quiet can still be loud.
Later that night, Amanda stood outside the school with Ellie.
The stars were
faint, the air warm.
You think this will last?
Amanda asked.
Ellie looked back at the glowing windows of the building they'd changed.
Only if we keep choosing it.
Amanda nodded slowly.
Then let's keep choosing it.
Every day.
Transformation isn't loud.
It's steady.
It's brave.
And sometimes, it starts
with a whisper and ends with a movement.
The gym smelled like cinnamon and glitter.
Amanda stood in the parking lot, staring at the entrance.
She hadn't planned
to come to the fall dance.
Too many memories of past years, the glittering expectations, the unspoken rules of who to come with, what to
wear, how to smile just right.
This year felt different.
She wasn't trying to impress anyone.
But she still wasn't sure she belonged.
You coming in?
Ellie asked, appearing beside her in a burgundy jumpsuit.
Covered in tiny stars.
Amanda looked down at her own outfit, a simple blue dress, sleeves
rolled, black boots.
Comfortable.
Honest.
I think so, Amanda said, then added, I just didn't expect to be nervous.
Again.
Ellie smiled.
It's not about the dance.
It's about showing up as you.
They walked in together.
The gym was glowing strings of lights across the ceiling, paper lanterns
swaying, tables wrapped in soft gold and orange.
A slow beat thumped from the speakers as students danced, mingled, laughed.
Josie waved them over.
You made it.
I thought we'd have to drag you in.
Amanda laughed.
Almost did.
They danced without choreography.
No formations.
Just joy.
The music shifted from upbeat to dreamy.
Couples began to pair off.
Amanda and Ellie wandered toward the refreshment table, their cheeks pink
from laughter.
This is kind of perfect, Amanda said.
You mean sweaty and sparkly and loud?
Ellie teased.
Exactly that.
Amanda smiled, then added, I'm glad we came. Near the corner of the gym, a small group gathered around the photo booth.
On the wall behind it was a banner.
Be who you needed when you were younger.
Amanda froze, staring at the quote.
Ellie noticed.
You okay?
Amanda nodded slowly.
Yeah.
Just thinking about who I used to be at
these dances.
What would that version of you say if she saw you now?
Amanda blinked fast.
She might not recognize me.
But, maybe she'd be
proud.
A slow song started.
Couples shifted closer.
Amanda was about to head for
the sidelines when Josie grabbed her hand.
Dance with me, Josie said with a grin.
Amanda laughed.
You're ridiculous.
No, I'm celebrating you.
They swayed together, laughing through the beat.
Around them, other
students danced without care, boys in sneakers, girls in tuxes, friends
holding hands, classmates smiling with glitter tears.
This, Amanda said, feels like freedom.
Ellie snapped a picture of the moment and tucked her phone away.
For the
comic, she said.
As the song ended, Amanda stepped aside for a drink and spotted someone. Unexpected by the bleachers, Macy. She wasn't dressed like usual. No heavy glam. Just jeans, a hoodie, and sneakers.
She looked almost nervous. "Hey," Macy said, walking over slowly.
"Got a minute?" Amanda hesitated, then nodded.
"Yeah."
Macy scratched the back of her neck. "I wasn't gonna come tonight. But then I saw all the stuff you've been doing, and I don't know. I just wanted to say something."
Amanda folded her arms but kept her tone soft.
"Go ahead."
"I was harsh," Macy said. "I thought stepping away from the squad meant you were throwing shade at everything we built. But maybe I was just scared that if you could be different and still be okay, then I'd have to face some stuff I wasn't ready for."
Amanda blinked. It wasn't exactly an apology, but it was honest.
"That takes a lot to say," Amanda replied.
"Thanks."
Macy nodded, eyes scanning the room.
"You changed this place.
And I think it needed changing."
"We all did it," Amanda said.
"Together or not, it was overdue."
Macy offered a hand.
"Friends?"
Amanda took it.
"Not the same kind of friends.
But yet,
a better version.
Maybe."
The DJ queued up the final song of the night. Amanda rejoined Ellie and Josie at the center of the dance floor. No pressure. No rules. Just the music and a gym full of kids who were learning how to be exactly who they were. Not every dance needs a spotlight. Sometimes, the most powerful moves happen when nobody's watching. The last week of the school year felt like slow sunlight, warm and full of goodbye energy. Amanda stood in front of the mural that now took up nearly the entire hallway outside the library. The bold title painted across it read, "Power Within." It was a collage of everything the year had held, silhouettes of students supporting each other, hands passing notes filled with hope, and speech bubbles filled with affirmations that had once lived on sticky notes. Ellie stood beside her, arms crossed, admiring the final brush strokes.
"We actually did it," Amanda said.
Ellie nodded.
"We made something that lasts."
Josie popped up behind them with a clipboard. "You two ready for the final meeting?" Amanda took a breath. "As ready as I'll ever be." They headed into the library, where nearly 50 students had gathered. More than ever before. Some sat on bean bags, others leaned against bookshelves or lounged across window seats. Amanda stood at the front with Ellie.
"This is our last Power Within meeting as students," she began.
"And we wanted to say thank you." Ellie added, "Thank you for showing up.
For speaking up.
For listening." Josie passed out zines. Ellie's Quiet Revolution comic now printed and stapled, one for each student. Amanda flipped through the comic as students around her did the same. Laughter and soft gasps echoed through the room as they recognized moments from the mural, the respect wall, and even themselves drawn in Ellie's signature style.
"This is incredible," someone whispered.
"I feel like I lived this story," said another. Amanda took the stage again. "We wanted to close this chapter by reminding everyone that the power we talk about, it's not ours. It's not tied to who leads this group next year. It's in all of you."
Ellie held up a final poster design, one that would be framed and hung in the nest next year. In bold letters.
"You are the voice. You are the light." Below it, "Power Within, founded by students. Fueled by courage."
Leo stood to speak.
"We were all scared, honestly. But this group made it okay to try."
Josie added, "And when things got hard, we didn't hide. We got louder. In the ways that mattered."
A freshman raised her hand nervously. I'm joining the leadership team next year. I hope I do okay.
Amanda smiled.
You will. Because doing okay doesn't mean being
perfect.
It means showing up. Just like this. After the meeting, students stayed behind to sign the guest book in the nest, add new notes to the wall, and take one final picture together. The lights were soft, and for a moment, the whole room felt like a heartbeat. Amanda sat down to write one last note for the wall. She folded it and pressed it between the others. To the next girl who feels small, you're already powerful. Just let it out. The last day of school arrived with sunshine and yearbooks. Students swarmed the hallways, laughing, writing messages in margins, hugging tightly like they weren't about to see each other online in a few hours. Amanda walked slowly through the halls, taking everything in. Every corner held a memory now. A quiet triumph. A whispered truth. A spark that became a flame. Ellie joined her by the mural. They both stared at the centerpiece, two girls. Back to back, shining from the inside out. Ready to say goodbye? Ellie asked. Amanda nodded. But not to all of it. Just this chapter. The next one's gonna be good too, Ellie said, holding out her pinky. Amanda smiled and linked hers. Promise? Promise. As they walked out together, a group of new freshmen passed them on the way in. One stopped in front of the mural, wide-eyed. Whoa, the girl whispered. Who made all this? Amanda paused and turned. A bunch of students who were tired of being quiet. The girl nodded slowly. It's amazing. Ellie smiled. You'll make your mark too. Just wait. Some stories start with a whisper. But the ones that change everything, they echo.